A recent Harris poll found that 82% of consumers want a brand's values to align with their own. And more conversations are taking place about things like equity and sustainability than ever before. Purpose-driven marketing, it's highly relevant. And when you think about the money that's at stake with how to make people feel like your brand is aligned with their values, you can see why so many brands are trying to seem purpose-driven, but sometimes it falls flat or it just seems like borrowed interest. It's almost like pink washing, right? Like, oh, we're for women. Or they'll say, we're for female founders, which, ugh, gross. Stop saying female, guys, please. But then it's like, oh, it's Women's History Month and we're supporting female founders. How? What are you guys doing? You're just slapping the label on because it's March and sending out tweets. It's like a Merry Christmas tweet. What's the point? You're not adding value. Anyway, I'm going to share two examples of purpose-driven marketing. You'll probably recognize both of them. One was successful, one was not. Before I get to those examples, what you need to understand about purpose-driven marketing, the reason it exists, is that people are generally more likely to buy from brands that align with their values, just like we're more likely to do business with people we know, like, and trust. And it falls flat because sometimes it just seems so transparent. Like, oh, they're trying to align with this whatever political position du jour because it's in the zeitgeist, or we're supposed to feel this way, or like we're against hate too. You know, it's just some platitude or general statement and it's not backed by any action, then it will fall flat. But there have been a few times when it worked impeccably well. I want to give you one example, which of course was Nike in 2018 with the Dream Crazy campaign featuring Colin Kaepernick, football player. He was known for his protests against racial injustice. This sparked significant controversy when Nike launched the campaign. And despite backlash and calls for boycotts, they stood by their decision, which emphasized Kaepernick's significance as a symbol of social justice. The campaign ignited conversations about race and activism and corporate responsibility, and this propelled Nike into the cultural spotlight. It actually led to increased sales. I looked up my notes from, this was like Scott Galloway on with Barry Ritholtz. I remember listening to this. It was like after TD Ameritrade Elite Link 2019. Now I recall I'm in the cab, the Uber, and listening to this episode, and I took down these notes because the numbers were so impressive. Scott Galloway's analysis of Nike's Kaepernick ad is spot on. Timestamped link. These are from my notes. U.S. $15 billion market for Nike. Nike risked $3 billion to strengthen their bond with $12 billion worth of customers. It was very successful. But you remember people were posting pictures or videos of them like burning their Nike tennis shoes or Nike shirts because Kaepernick was kneeling during the national anthem. If I recall, that was kind of the whole thing with this purpose-driven marketing. But they're like, you know what? Nope, racism's not cool. What's going on right now? We are going to take a stand. And it's scary and hard for brands to do, but it can work. As long as what you're standing for is aligned to the brand and to who the brand has always been, which Nike is a maverick, rebellious brand. If you read Shoe Dog, you'll know that it's part of their ethos ever since the 80s. I liked that campaign a lot. There's another one that I mentioned, which it didn't go so well. Now, this one was Pepsi with Kendall Jenner. 2017, Pepsi's advertisement featuring Kendall Jenner faced widespread criticism for its attempt to capitalize on social activism without addressing the underlying issues. That's where they went wrong. You guys maybe recall this. The ad depicted Kendall Jenner offering a Pepsi to a police officer during a protest, suggesting that a soft drink could resolve tensions between protesters and law enforcement. Critics argued that the ad trivialized important social movements and exploited serious issues for commercial gain, of course. The backlash prompted Pepsi to swiftly pull the ad and issue an apology for its insensitivity and lack of understanding. This serves as a cautionary tale about the dangers of shallow and tone-deaf attempts to engage with social activism and marketing campaigns. It didn't work because Pepsi hadn't thought it through. Nike carefully thought the Colin Kaepernick Dream Crazy stance through, and it was aligned, and that's why it landed, and ultimately, they did increase sales. Pepsi, I think they fumbled a little with this. They were able to recover, of course, and this was now, what, 3 + 4 = 7 years ago? There's purpose-driven marketing going on left and right. I like it when you'll see a company like Tom's, for every pair of shoes they sell, they donate a pair of shoes. I mean, that's good. That was kind of an original one. The worst, though, is like the pink washing stuff. And you see this on LinkedIn all the time. There's so many companies, and especially when it comes to gender, we support women. Okay, how? Are you paying them? Pay them. That's how you support them. I don't need a LinkedIn post. I need more money. no woman has ever said, yeah, if you guys could just put like a pink ribbon on your website or talk about supporting me, that would be great. Nope, they just want you to pay them more. That would really be the one thing, because money is power. That's what it comes down to. When you think about wealth and freedom and independence and the ability to step away from a situation you don't want to be in, whether that is romantic or career or really anything in life, you need the money to be able to do that. That's why women have had so much trouble for so long. It's because they didn't have that financial independence. I mean, we've only had checking accounts like one grandmother ago is when they started. This is all very new. We've only had jobs for a couple generations. So think about that. Purpose-driven marketing. You have to be careful with it. But if you're thinking about 82% of consumers want to shop from brands that align with their values, if it does actually make sense to your brand to align with a value, it could be environmental. It could be Meatless Mondays. But that doesn't work if you're a brand that only sells meat, right? So if you're a vegetable brand, like we're the broccoli guys and we're all about Meatless Mondays, great, makes sense. The reason I was thinking about this is we discussed it on the Beancast, which is dropping Sunday, April 14th, Monday, April 15th. Bob will drop that. I'm on it. It's, I think, my 15th appearance on the Beancast at this point. So marketing and advertising weekly rundown. Check it out. The Beancast, bean as in black beans, kidney beans, cool beans. I'll link to it in the show notes. If you guys are enjoying this, please make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. And the best thing you can do is to forward it to a friend. That's what I'm asking you. I'm not going to say thumb it up because that doesn't even make sense, but forward the episode to a friend if you enjoyed it or you know someone who might find it interesting. All right. And we'll talk with you guys next time.